We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Lee, here's the problem with former CIA Director John Brennan admitting he might have relied on bad information. Might have got some bad information before he accused the president for 2 years of treason on national television. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem with this. One of the documents that Congress has requested Trump declassify is a two-page document that, guess who, Brennan wrote, justifying the beginning of the whole investigation of Trump for Russia collusion.
And that was during the Obama administration.
Yes, it was. So this idea, he might have just, you know, heard some bad stuff. Like he might have just, you know, tuned into CNN and heard some bad stuff and he might have gotten it wrong. No, this guy has access to all of the raw intelligence data. And it was his memo that we still have never seen that kicked off this whole thing. So they're acting like he was just some wayward commenter who might have gotten some bad info. No, he's the guy at the heart of the thing.
Yeah. And what was his job during that time when he was
CIA director?
Yeah, that's right. Central Intelligence Agency.
Might have got some bad info.
Yeah.
No, you might have made up some bad info. Yeah. Which is why your whole originating document is still classified and should not be. And should not be.
No.
All right. So that's some good news. I mean, when you look at the sheer scale of the accomplishment here in terms of defeating ISIS, it truly is amazing what the president has accomplished. And it's unfortunate that the exoneration of the president for the collusion on the one hand is sort of covering up this really, really big news story.
Well, they weren't going to cover that anyway,
no,
Tara.
They weren't. You're right. I'm deluding myself.
It's the JV team. What are you talking about?
It was just the JV team. Well, the JV team was doing pretty well for themselves. They had seized a portion of land roughly the size of Great Britain on what used to be the borders of Syria and Iraq.
Yeah, for a JV team, they were certainly boxing above their weight, weren't they?
They absolutely were, you know. And remember, as you and I point out all the time from that Associated Press article dating back to October of 2016, that it would take decades, if ever, to remove and disassemble the caliphate, right?
It was called a generational war.
Yeah, generational war. It's going to take a generation. Well, yeah, if you don't fight, if you tie the hands of your soldiers and your Marines, yeah, it's going to take forever if you don't fight. Listen to what they accomplished. Over the last 2 years, the U.S. and the U.S. coalition in Syria and Iraq liberated more than 20,000 square miles of territory previously held by ISIS in Syria. 2 years. It was supposed to take a generation. Mm-hmm. Since January 2017, an estimated 5 million people have been freed from ISIS in Iraq and Syria. God help them. 60 high-value targets, 100 ISIS officials, and tens of thousands of ISIS fighters have been killed. Amen. They wanted to see Allah. We gave them an expedited ticket.
There you go.
Hope they're happy.
Yeah.
And more than 1,000 foreign fighters from more than 40 countries are in custody of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Caliphate's gone.
Well, this is what usually happens because I am, you know, maybe I'm prejudiced, but I don't think that there is any enemy that the United States military, our Department of Defense, with the best trained, best equipped folks in the world. I don't think there is an enemy we cannot defeat if you were given rules of engagement or actually take away the rules of engagement, where the only rules of engagement are there's the enemy, blow him up and kill him. And that's what you do. That's what war is. That's why war should be the last thing you ever do. But if you have to do that, that has to be the way that you've got to fight it. You blow things up and you kill people. That's it. You're not worried about collateral damage. You're not worried about historical artifacts. If the enemy is there, you take them out. That's what you have to do. It is horrible. It should never happen. I wish we never had to do it. But that's what war must be, because it must be so horrible and so terrible that you inflict that on the enemy and they never want to fight you again. And we don't have to do that again. But unfortunately, that's not how we fight wars anymore.
No, and we have no business going into one if that's how we're going to fight.
You are absolutely right.
We have no
right.
business asking
absolutely.
Our young men to do that. And one of the most heartbreaking, devastating interviews I've ever done, I did in the first couple of weeks here at WORD And it was the Army's, he was an Army Ranger sniper. He was the killingest sniper ever in the history of the Army Rangers. Black guy, an amazing person. And he talked about those rules of engagement and how many of his friends, he was practically in tears during the interview talking about this, how many of his friends had been killed because of them. And he talked about what it was like to be pinned down, surrounded 360 by Al-Qaeda fighters fighting for your life, and you call for backup and they won't send it.
Yeah.
Because a civilian might have been killed. And guess who that was under? Not Obama. Am I on the air?
Yeah. You're here. Tara, you're still here. We're reading you loud and clear. Except you're not saying anything.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not Obama. That was under Bush.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
That was under Bush.
Yeah.
Bush did that because these people did not want to be embarrassed at their wine and cheese parties by a negative Washington Post report, and they sent our men to die. And he and his best friend were pinned down. He made it out, and his best friend did not. And he you know, he talked to me about drinking and all of the problems he has had since then, dealing with the guilt of him surviving that when his best friend did not. And, you know, I put that right on George W. Bush's shoulders. Shame on you. And Obama continued those rules of engagement and made them worse. And when Trump took them off, again, look what we can do. Mm-hmm. 20,000 square miles of territory previously held by ISIS in Syria liberated. 5 million people freed from ISIS in Syria and Iraq. 60 high-value targets, 100 ISIS officials, tens of thousands of ISIS fighters killed. And how many R's did we lose? Six. We lost six. God bless them. Thank you for your sacrifice. It was never necessary to lose more. And in case you want to know what the plan was, let's replay this, an oldie but a goodie, Mad Dog Mattis on annihilation tactics and how they switched from containment to annihilation.
We are going to shift from, we have already shifted from attrition tactics where we shove them from one position to another in Iraq and Syria, to annihilation tactics where we surround them. Our intention is that the foreign fighters do not survive the fight, to return home to North Africa, to Europe, to America, to Asia, to Africa. We're not going to allow them to do so. We're going to stop them there and take apart the caliphate.
That's how you want a war.
Yeah, and
if you want to win.
If you want to win. And I'm not convinced. I really do not believe that Obama wanted to win that war. I think that he and Brennan and the others, I think that they felt that ISIS needed a space of their own. I think they believe that.
No, I
and
think
you can't convince me
right
otherwise.
I'm right there with you because that was part of the problem. Listen, there were certain New World Order things I think you can attribute to the George W. Bush situation. But for Obama, I do think that you were absolutely on the money, that they did not want to eliminate those folks. They look at how Obama started off his presidency, going around, even during his candidacy, going around the world apologizing for America, bowing down to foreign leaders. Look at the Iran nuclear deal, where he paid the Iranians cash, which was illegal to begin with, to get them out of that the whole deal, which apparently that cash, I guarantee you, went to fund Hezbollah and many other terrorist groups around the world.
No, we know it did because there was a Politico investigative report on it.
And give them the opportunity to restart their nuclear program if it was ever stopped. I mean, I'm not sure it ever was. And basically allow them the missiles that they need to deliver those weapons.
No, it was even worse. Remember every day the thousands of trucks would load up with Iraqi oil and head over the Turkish border, and they'd sell it to fund the caliphate. Yeah. And the Obama administration said, well, we could bomb those, but, you know, some of the drivers might not have any choice. I mean, they might just be doing it because they need to feed their families. And so we never did anything. And remember the first week the Russians showed up, they annihilated all of them.
Didn't stop us in World War II.
Nope, didn't stop us. But, you know, it's congratulations to Trump because it is one heck of a victory that he has had, and he deserves credit for it. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307, to get in on the best conversation in all of Greenville. Texter writes, Tara, you are amazing. Last night I decided I'd have to call in this morning to ask you a question, and you answered it before I even got to work. Keep it up and have a superlative day. You too, Lee. Texter writes, it gives me great comfort for the U.S. to be standing with Israel. It says to me that we are not too far gone. That's pretty bad when our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has to stand up at AIPAC and reaffirm that anti-Semitism is a bad thing and that it is on the rise, it's ascendant in the world today. That's terrifying. And it's ascendant on the left. This didn't start here with Ilhan Omar. It started in the UK. Their Labour Party, which is poised to take control of the UK, we'll see the next election. The leadership is openly anti-Semitic, openly hateful toward Jews, and has paid no price for it. And so, if you're wondering why our left is here, why anti-Semitism is suddenly so hot again, as hot as it was back in the days when the left were running Germany, and yes, they were the National Socialist Party. That's what Nazi stands for. They're looking at Europe and going, well, they can get away with it. They get to be anti-Semitic, so we do too. That's what's going on here. Texter writes, Lee is hardcore. Yes, he is. Another texter writes about Lee. He did a great first segment in this hour. You are on fire. Really appreciate your word and being here for us here in the upstate. Well, it's our pleasure. Texter writes, Lee is right as it pertains to war, that, and the will to fight and win. So says Dave of the Marine Corps, USMC. Hoorah, Dave. Texter writes, Terry, you're right to be leery about this bar guy. I'm going to do more on that, by the way. Everybody is looking at this whole exoneration thing wrong, I think. There's so much more going on here. I'm going to explain this in the next segment. By the way, you ought to podcast that if you're going to go into work, because you're not going to hear this anywhere else, and then you'll be lost. I'm going to break this down a little bit more. I suspect, I do not know for certain, but I think there is a large likelihood, a high possibility, not a certainty, but a high possibility that the Mueller investigation was shut down to preserve it and the damage that it will ultimately do to Trump. I will explain that coming up, that this may not be Bill Barr doing the right thing, the patriotic thing, or looking out for Trump at all. In fact, I suspect it's the opposite of what the mainstream media is telling. I'll explain all that coming up. But first, every once in a while, there is a cultural moment that you ought to be aware of because of what it says, what it means. And this is one of those. This is a jaw dropper. And it's a jaw dropper because there was no reaction to it. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, heck, 10 years ago, Barbra Streisand would be shunned. Would be shunned from the red carpet, would become persona non grata. Kind of a Kathy Griffith type situation, but far worse, for saying what she did. Did you hear what she said this week? The most shocking thing was the near absolute universal lack of outrage about this. But even more shocking is what it says about the left and what they say when it's just them. Did you hear what Barbra Streisand said about Michael Jackson? There are accusers of his who are suing his estate. Michael Jackson is, of course, dead. And these accusers, among others, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, say they were sexually abused by Jackson when they were kids. And I'm going to keep this as clean as possible. And so they're suing. So Barbra Streisand was good friends with Michael Jackson during his lifetime. So she's being interviewed. She's asked about this. You know, what do you think? And Barbra Streisand says, oh, I totally think Jackson did it. Yeah, no, I think that's credible. I think Jackson's guilty. And then she says that the accusers, you know, the ones who were abused as kids, mind you, were thrilled to be there with Mr. Jackson. And that Mr. Jackson's sexual needs were his sexual needs. Whoa. Here's the quote. She says she absolutely, I'll read from the article. She says she absolutely believes the allegations of abuse, but puts more blame on their parents than the gloved one. Quote, talking about Jackson, this is Barbra Streisand, his sexual needs were his sexual needs coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. Streisand told the Times, quote, you can't say molested, but those children, as you heard say, you know, the grown-up accusers, they were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both had children, so it didn't kill them. Whoa. Okay. What does this tell us? A couple of things about her and about our society that are important. This was a gaffe. She had to apologize for it after outrage broke out on Twitter. Why'd she say this? Because in the circle she travels, in the liberal circle she travels, this is accepted. This is very commonplace. It's not controversial. No one she knows would object to this. The idea that, well, pedophilia, it's an orientation. And you're born that way. And or maybe it comes from your childhood. And you can't expect them, these pedophiles, to control themselves. I mean, you have to respect them. It's an orientation. It's okay. They had fun. It didn't kill them. Folks, this is mainstream on the left. I'm telling you, she would have never felt comfortable saying this in public. Did not realize what a faux pas it was because everyone she knows thinks like this. This is where they are going, mark my words, on the left. Oh. Oh. But what does Streisand have to say about Kavanaugh and the alleged abuse by Kavanaugh? Oh, you're going to love this.
It's totally unfair. You see, men don't tend to want to believe women. And that is scary.
Okay, but it's if it's Michael Jackson and that's his orientation, that's okay. It's you can't help it. Plus, they were thrilled to be there. They were thrilled. Folks, what does it say that our society didn't have an immediate disgusted backlash to this? Had almost none at all. That you will see her again soon on the red carpet and no one will think anything of it. Shows us how mind-numbed we've become to their agenda, I say. What do you say? 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Text me at 71307. Doug is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple of quick questions. Over the past 2 years, we have just been bombarded with all of the collusion and obstruction stuff. And then I heard you this morning say that they were pretty much transferring a lot of stuff to New York, that the investigation may continue that way. My question, two questions is, one is, why do you think that Trump will finally get off of his defensive method and go into an offensive mode and start putting it back on the other side? And the second question is, what power does the Attorney General actually have? I mean, can he call for an investigation or something himself, or does he just have to wait for somebody to give him something to do?
No, he can do it. He's just got to the way that the Fourth Amendment works is they just have to have some evidence of a crime, that a crime has been committed, and he can open any investigation he wants.
Okay, well then, I mean, going toward the Democrat side, everybody knows that there's crime been committed.
Oh, yeah.
So why does it not go ahead and deal with it?
It's an excellent question. See, and Doug, you have just perfectly opened this segment for me. I couldn't have done it better myself. That's the question. I want to give you three things to look for with Bill Barr, because he's our new attorney general. I don't know whose side he's on. Watch these three things. Number one, if he is truly a patriot and a disinterested nonpartisan party who wants to get at the truth, no matter where the truth comes from, he will open investigations into James Comey, Hillary Clinton, the campaign malfeasance, the emails, and also most particularly Hillary and the FBI's role in the dossier, because they broke campaign finance law as well as perjured themselves, at least on the FBI and DOJ side. He will do that. He'll look into that. You'll see him open those investigations. We don't know yet if he will. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm telling you what to look for. Number two, he'll shut down the Mueller investigation. You're thinking, wait, he already did that. No, he didn't. They just transferred it to New York. I mean, Mueller and the 17 angry Democrats won't be doing it anymore. But all the key cases were sent to the federal prosecutor's office in New York. Now, that happened before Bill Barr arrived on the scene. That was under Rip Van Sessions. But I want to point out a series of things that happened to you. And I want to point them out to you, because we don't know yet if Bill Barr is uniparty or a patriot. We don't No. Now, the media is telling you, he took up for Trump, man. He came in and shut down the Mueller investigation, exonerated him, and so he's in Trump's pocket and Trump is undermining. No, we don't know that. We don't know that. Bill Barr is a Reagan appointee who was a Bush holdover. He is a Bush guy, has been for a couple of decades. Was a Reagan guy, too. Really good friends with Robert Mueller. That ought to be a warning sign. Let me remind you what happened over the last couple of weeks. I started pointing to this. I read you all the polls yesterday from, last, 2 years of the Trump administration, where majorities of Americans, in some cases large majorities, 59%, said Trump probably colluded with the Russians, that Trump probably had a deal with the Russians, that probably Trump probably worked with the Russians to influence the election. Okay, Americans believed this. That shifted in the last 6 weeks or so. And I know they're seeing this in the internal Democrat polling. This is just the latest example. This is from USA Today, okay? And this was March 18th, just the latest of these. Poll, half of Americans now say Trump is victim of witch hunt as trust in Mueller erodes. Whoa. You mean that the witch hunt was beginning to help Trump and hurt the Democrats? Yeah. Ooh, it's got to go. So what do you do? Well, the goal of the Mueller investigation was always to get inside of Trump Tower. Always. It was always to get inside the businesses, the family's businesses, the lives of the family. It did that. Under false pretenses, I might add, because there was never a crime. Now, an honest prosecutor would shut down the investigations he inherited in New York because they were not predicated on a crime. There was no crime. There should be no investigation. So if he is truly a patriot and he wants to do right, what is right for the justice system, he will shut those down. Watch that. That's thing number two. You're going to know whose side Bill Barr is on. I'm always bet on the uniparty, always bet on the deep state, never bet on freedom with these guys. I have a hard time believing that Bill Barr would come out of retirement with all the political connections he has that were paying off nicely, only to be vilified by the mainstream media and have his reputation ultimately destroyed by doing what is right because it benefits Trump. So watch those two things. The New York Times gets this, folks. Headline from the New York Times, March 23rd. As Mueller report lands, prosecutorial focus moves to New York. Even as the special counsel Robert S. Mueller submitted his confidential report to the Justice Department on Friday, federal and state prosecutors are pursuing about a dozen other investigations that largely grew out of his work because they transferred them there, all but ensuring that a legal threat will continue to loom over the Trump presidency. Nothing has changed, folks. Lisa Page told us, what was the insurance policy? The one you hatched in Andy's office when Andy was the head of the FBI. Stop Trump. Highly illegal, but that's what they did. That was their coup. Stop Trump. That was the insurance policy. Trey Gowdy says, Lisa Page, what is the insurance policy? Oh, it's the Russia investigation. They transferred it. They transferred it to New York. Nothing has changed. Now, they're not going to be looking for collusion anymore. That was never the goal. I've told you this from the beginning. The goal was always to get inside the Trump organizations under any premise you could and use that as opposition research. Because the whole Russia scandal is nothing but opposition research. It's nothing but oppo research. That was the whole point. Remember, at one point, they were spying on Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham. They were spying on all of the Republicans in the field, probably. We know at least Trump, Lindsey Graham, and Rand Paul. That's oppo research. That's the insurance policy, was oppo research. They're still doing it. So watch New York. Bill Barr did not start those. He was not here, our current AG. See if he shuts them down or allows them to continue. Just watch. Just see. Trump is not out of danger. In fact, he's in no less danger today than he was at this time last week. He did get a win because in order to shut down the Mueller investigation, they had to clear him. But the Mueller investigation was becoming a liability for them anyway. Now, I am not telling you, please do not misunderstand. I'm not predicting that Bill Barr is a bad guy. I'm not saying this is a conspiracy. I'm telling you, I don't know. No one in Washington does either. Did you hear Jeff Duncan on our show yesterday? Love Jeff Duncan. When I asked him, is Bill Barr a good guy? Do you know? He hedged his bets. He doesn't know either. Nobody does. So watch this. It ain't over. Not by a long shot. Yes, it will help Trump. to be able to say there's no collusion. It's going to help him big time. But they were beginning to make him into an underdog and a sort of martyr. And that had to stop when the polls shifted. Isn't it a little odd to you that as soon as the polls shift, they're like, ah, no more Mueller investigation? Well, at least not publicly, they transferred it. I mean, Mueller did everything he set out to do. He accomplished it. It was to get inside the Trump businesses, the Trump family, the Trump family finances. They got inside. They can do all the Oppo research they want. Now, watch what Bill Barr does. Does he shut those down? Does he go after Hillary? Does he do a serious investigation of the other side? Now, Horowitz, his inspector general, is allegedly investigating Hillary. That doesn't count. Horowitz is crooked, too. He stole Cheryl Atkinson's hard drive. So, I mean, he's going to have to open a new original investigation. The people doing these, John Huber, they're not trustworthy. So watch for those things. Does he close down the New York investigations? And does Bill Barr open new ones or no? If not, he and Mueller just bought themselves cover to continue the FBI's insurance policy. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to get a heap of help in a common sense, which is often doled out by our listeners. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I do think the results of this Russia collusion probe will ensure Trump's reelection in 2020. The American people are sick of the media and the Democrats trying to impeach their duly elected president. I agree. Do not underestimate, though, this New York office. All it does, they transferred the insurance policy there. They transferred the insurance policy from the FBI to Mueller and then from Mueller to New York. I'll tell you, the one goal, and I said this in the beginning of the Mueller investigation, the goal of the Mueller investigation was always to get into the Trump companies, the Trump business empire, the personal financial accounts of Trump Inc. and his family members. That was always the goal. He accomplished that. And now it's been moved quietly to New York. None of these investigations have stopped. All they've done is said, okay, there's no collusion. Gone in a different direction. They're going after Trump financially. Now, Trump is taking a victory lap, as he should, over no collusion. But that was never in doubt, that they would find no collusion. There wasn't any collusion. It was very obvious. My worry from the beginning has always been them getting inside the Trump businesses and turning executives. And they're trying to do that with another one of Trump's lawyers like they just did with Cohen. They will eventually find someone they can flip if they work hard and long enough. But Mueller had become a liability. He was polling poorly. And so you can look at what Bill Barr did this week as helping the Never Trump resistance by ending the Mueller report because the polls had turned against Mueller. They were making Trump into an underdog. It was hurting the Democrats. They had to go. They can accomplish everything they need to quietly in New York. Let Trump have a little victory now. And they will use, they're inside his organization now. They'll use that as Oppo research. Think about it. The entire purpose of the insurance policy was always Oppo research. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my wife and I are listening to you on our way out of Odessa, Texas, headed to Tucson. Oh, cool. You and Lee make the drive a much better. Thank you. Al and June from Simpsonville. I'd love to be on a road trip right now, Al and June. I'm jealous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.